This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Bad. You know who are not bad? They're actually pretty damn good this year. It's the San Francisco Giants. Tough L yesterday, but overall in the season, 29 and 21, 50 games in, and they are 8 games over .500. Happy to be joined now by Larry Bear, Giants president and CEO. And he joins us on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Larry, good morning. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky here. And you know, last time you were on these airwaves, or specifically on this show, you're with Bonte and Shasky, and you're talking about, you know, not being a stranger. That was the quote we've been using. It says, don't be a stranger to Giants games this year. And it's been quite the opposite. There's not a lot of strangers. There's a lot of fans filling up that ballpark. And just talk about the vibes. The vibes has been so great this year. And I get it. The team is winning. It's been fun. Jung Hoo Lee's been awesome. You know, Elliot Ramos kind of having another all-star season. It's been a lot of fun here. You got some familiar names with Logan Webb, and you got guys like Justin Verlander, but it can't always just be about the winning, right? Because this team's won in the past, and sometimes it felt like, hey, maybe it wasn't resonating as much. What's going on with the vibes this year at Oracle Park? Good morning, Larry. It was a lot.
Well, that's great. Good morning, Joe and Joe. And you guys you're good. You're on it. That was an excellent question. And, what, do we have 45 minutes to respond?
Sure.
Just kidding. No, it's great. And so just, you know, kind of big picture, I would say, Joe, we, you know, really in the off season, I think that that's kind of where it started. We really feel like the fan base became engaged in, you know, a couple of the moves we made and just some of the signaling of, you know, how the team was going to be, you know, put together. And if you see this year, I think, you know, we felt like spring training, you know, a lot of times spring training, you can have a great spring training and doesn't translate to the regular season. Sometimes it's just the opposite. Spring training doesn't go so well, at least the wins and losses, and maybe it's artistically, and then you do great during the season coming out of the blocks. With us, we felt like Bob Melvin and the coaching staff, Buster and Zach in the front office, you know, had a plan for spring training, and it carried over into the regular season. And with
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
With the grit and the grind and, the pitching and defense-centric team with, timely hitting. So hopefully the fans picked up on that because the vibe has been good. The vibe was good just in terms of, advance ticket sales. The vibe was good before we even threw a pitch. And then once we started the season, it's been really positive, just all around. So we're very thankful, and we feel like the kind of baseball that, we've moved toward this year is really also, in addition to being winning baseball, it's what the fans like just in terms of artistically with regulars out there pretty much every day. We have maybe six of the eight position players are playing every day. With the starting pitchers are, the philosophy is not really to use openers and to have the starters be starters and all that.
Well, I think it's a brand of baseball, which I was describing over the weekend. It's a brand of baseball that I grew up watching and loving and liking, and they've won, as in the Giants, you guys have won a lot of games with, the Bailey with a big hit to drive in a run. Then you bunt the guy over, and then Ramos comes up and hits a single and knocks that guy in. That's a brand of baseball my generation, my father's generation, and the generation before him grew up playing. And I think it really does matter. And seeing a young guy in Ramos, seeing the guy you signed a couple years ago, Jung Hoo Lee, get off to a good start. Yaz has been here a while, but he gets off to a nice start. And having Chapman and Adames, I just think that there's a lot of things that are aligning right now for you guys. And I'm seeing it in the stadium and in the crowd. My brother went to the game the other night, Tuesday night game. This was not this Tuesday, but the last Tuesday. And he goes, I couldn't get over how many people were there. And it just feels like the vibe around the entire team is really coming up right now. Do you get that sense from your patrons when you walk around Oracle that people are just happier?
We do. And I think it is because, and I think in your first question, you got at this, and Buster talks about this a lot, is that you want to have a winner, and that's, supremely important. But to go with it, you want to have a team that people, that the fans like, that the fans can fall in love with. And one of the kind of the mantras around the Giants is we're in the memory making business. We want people, and part of this was me as a child. Some of my greatest memories of childhood and teenage years with my parents and friends was the memories of going to the ball games. And we want to try to bring that back. And I think in today's world, not to be overly philosophical, but in today's world, there's so much going on. There's the pressures, there's the screens, there's the, all of the things that are going on that, a fun two and a half hours, and it's now 2.5 hours, not 3 or 3.5 hours in most games, a fun 2.5 hours with your friends, with your family, just on your own or with your group from school or from the office is just, it even resonates more. And then in terms of the falling in love with the players, if you know that Willie Adames and Matt Chapman and Jung Hoo Lee and Elliot Ramos and, they're going to be on the field, Yaz, et cetera, going to be, pretty much you're going to be able to see them every day. That can matter. So we feel really good about the way it's come together. And the players hopefully feel that way too, because they're, they're playing really well. We've had a little bit of a bump here, last series or so, but, But overall, it's felt really good.
You know, you referenced something there. We've been kind of talking about it all week with all these contract extensions. You see what's going on with Juan Soto and in New York and Rafael Devers in Boston. Some of these high-priced guys, it seems like they're, not that they're malcontents, but there's stuff going on. And I think about Brock Purdy's contract right now. When you are with someone every day, you get a good feel for who they are. You guys signed Matt Chapman last year, and you got a good feel for who he was having him on the roster. What is something that maybe you've learned about Willie Adames, having not known him too well before signing here, that you've learned about him, seeing him every single day interact with people on and off the field?
Well, okay, so it's a great example, and huge credit to Buster and Zach and our team for putting this together. What we learned about Willie Adames, which was what we had heard about, but you never really know until he's inside your clubhouse, he's a culture carrier. That's what we call it, culture carrier. What does that mean? It means that his enthusiasm, his team-oriented approach creates a culture, helps create a culture, helps change a culture if that is what was needed, etc. And is super valuable beyond what the statistics say. And that has absolutely been the case. He's a winning player. And that's just sort of the way we felt about him before we signed him. And that's what, so far, first 50 games, that's the way it's turned out. It's interesting. You talk about the big contracts, and it's no secret. We haven't shied away from the big contracts, right? We've gone after, it's been well documented. We went after some of the big free agent targets in the last few seasons. I think that's who we are as a Giants. We want to bring, stars to the Giants. Our first move with this ownership group was bringing Barry Bonds in as a free agent. Having said that, we were also very, satisfied and optimistic about the youth on the team and the farm system and what that can deliver. A couple nights ago, when we played Kansas City on a Tuesday night, we used five pitchers with Birdsong starting. It was a starter for start back this year, and all five came from our farm system. So it was Birdsong, it was Randy Rodriguez, Kyle Harrison, Doval, Ryan Walker. And all five, were developed by us. And that's, if you can do it that way to some extent and marry that with the Willie Adameses and the Matt Chapmans, Jung-Hoo Lees, who were free agents, that probably is the way we'd like to go forward and blend it that way.
Talking with Larry Bear here on the Morning Roast, Giants president and CEO. And that's an interesting thought, right? When it comes to the likability factor with players, homegrown matters. Hey, San Francisco 49ers just re-signed Brock Purdy. Mr. Irrelevant, right? They signed him to a huge contract extension. The fact that the 49ers drafted him and he wasn't some free agent and you brought him, not like there's anything wrong with that, but just speak to that, Larry, the importance of homegrown players and a guy that's now running kind of the organization and Buster Posey being that homegrown guy there.
Exactly right. No, it's huge, and it comes down to, obviously, you have to draft well. And not just draft well in terms of player performance, but draft well in terms of character, where you feel like if there's a marriage there, especially in the early rounds, right, first, second, third round. I mean, I can think of a couple. Buster is the obvious one. Also, Matt Cain. They never played for another team. They were with Giants their entire career. And you think about what the value is. You'll notice on the scoreboard and in our social media, we put out a lot of information about what guys are doing in Sacramento and in Richmond and in Eugene, San Jose, because we want the fans to be able to follow them. It's not going to pan out for 100% of the drafted players, but if you can bring them along and the fans see them, and the rules of baseball are such that while there's arbitration, you'll have that player. You have the opportunity to have that player for 6 years. Yeah. And that's a big deal. And in the case of, just take Buster and Matt, we had them for their entire careers. If you go back to, the formula where we won the championships, go up and down the lineup. I mean, we, We sprinkled in free agents where it was strategic and where we could kind of thought we could take ourselves over the top or a playoff team could go far in the playoffs. So the Hunter Pences and the Marco Scuderos and the Pat Burrells and the Cody Rosses, etc. But the core were really homegrown and developed, like Buster and Madison Bumgarner and Tim Lincecum and Brandon Crawford and Brandon Belt, etc.
You know, Larry, I'm looking at the team this year, and they're just they're on a little roll here. And I want them to make a big move. I'm sure you can't talk about those kinds of things. And I feel like we're right on the cusp of going through a run here. And we might even be a year early because you're talking about all these young players that we have. But I'm over here looking at it. And look, I'm a lifelong Giants fan, you know, and I know we got the Padres and the D-backs and the Rockies in the division. I'm watching a lot of Red Sox-Yankee stuff on Netflix. They've got this documentary on the 04 Red Sox. They had the In the Clubhouse stuff, which I thought was fascinating, documenting every single day the Red Sox last year. And they make no qualms about it. They are trying to beat the Yankees. And I want the Giants, and I want you and the team, and I'm sure you guys feel this way. I want to just come out like, hey, we won our three, but they've won two. The Dodgers have won two World Series since our last one. We are trying to overtake them. We are maniacally obsessed with beating them and obviously winning the World Series. Is that your everyday focus? I mean, I'm serious, because like, Giants fans want to hear that. We are so sick of watching them. They get all the guys and all the players, and they're the reigning champs. And I want to beat them so bad. And we want to hear it from ownership and everybody that you're with us on that. I know I sound crazy.
No, Joe, you don't sound crazy. You sound like a passionate Giants fan. And you know, it's I know the vibe, right? We feel the Giants fans tend to feel sort of equally satisfied. Giants win or Dodgers lose, right?
Exactly.
Having said all that, you know, we can't get too overly focused on what the Dodgers are doing or not doing, because we've got to, you know, if we take care of what we can take care of, and this was the case going back into years we've won the championship when we won 107 games in 2021. I mean, the expectation was that we would not be in the playoffs or win those years, and we did, and we just because there was great focus. So, Giants Dodgers, yeah, yes, and it's interesting this year, by the way. We'll face them until mid-June.
Do you like that?
And then
do you like that as someone running the team? Because I don't.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think you can cut it both ways. I think in our case, to the extent the team's coming together, you know, and we've been able to kind of, you know, mold the team in a way that seems to be, you know, positive, it might be a good thing. We play them four games in June in L.A. and then four games in San Francisco in July, first time the Dodgers come to San Francisco in July. So, but I think the way you think of and the way you think about a season is, you know, you talk about we're literally exactly 50 games, right? 29, 21, and 50 games in. I think sort of the typical adage, typical approach is 50-50, 62. You divide the season into thirds. The first 50 games, you kind of see what you got. And we have a pretty good idea now, 50 games in. The next 50 days, you do something about it, and that takes you into the trade deadline, which is still a couple months away, month and a half away or so. And then, or 2 months away, actually. And then the last stretch, last 50 or 60 games, you know, you play like heck. So I think... Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that we'll get the Dodgers as we later in the season, kind of have a better sense of our own identity. You know, you got injuries playing in. Dodgers had some injuries this year. The pitching staff, we just had JV, Justin Verlander, is going to take a break, hopefully on the, you know, it will not be a long stint. It'll be, you know, just one stint on the IL. Yeah, it's. I love the passion. I think you can never take the Giant Dodger. To your point, you can't take the Giant Dodger rivalry for granted because it's historic, it's great, it's passionate, and I would never want it to be replaced. And it won't be replaced. I don't think, you know, it's going to go forever.
Hey, Larry, we really appreciate it. Larry Baird, Giants president and CEO, joining us here on the Morning Rush. I wanted to squeeze one more in. I know we're up against it, though, because it's almost been 20 years since AT&T, then AT&T, hosted the All-Star game. Now Oracle Park, like, I'm watching all the games this week. It's so damn beautiful outside. The sun is shining.
It's incredible.
There needs to be another All-Star game here. I know we just had it at Chase Center. It needs to come back to Oracle Park, and it would be 2027's open. It would be 20 years. Larry, I'm just saying.
We are in 1,000% agreement that we'd love to get the All-Star game back. The way it works is there are several teams that are, you know, they try to spread it around and give it to teams that want to host it. And there are several teams that have gone, you know, quite a bit further back than us not having it, who want to have it. So I think we've talked to MLB about it, and I'm optimistic that in the next, you know, I don't want to put an exact time frame on it, but in the near future, we'll have a chance to host an All-Star game. 2007 was a lot of fun. Excuse me. And we really want to focus on having it again for the fans, and hopefully we can do it, you know, before the end of the 20s.
I want it. I want to take my son. I'd be looking forward to it. Hey, Larry, I know you guys unveiled the City Connects. I have a marketing idea for you, okay? Just hear me out here.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm wearing the throwback practice jersey from the 80s, the Hum Baby Giants, the curvy Giants ones that you guys are selling in all the dugout merchandise. They got to wear those jerseys. We got to get these curvy. I call it the curvy SF from the 80s. But here's the marketing idea. Release the Bryce Eldridge Hum Baby Giant jersey right now in the dugout store. It'll sell like hotcakes. You know it will.
Okay, well, I don't want to put too much pressure on Bryce, but hear you on that. And there's an example of somebody that we're very high on, and we can't wait for the fans to be able to see Bryce more and more and more, but also don't want to push it. But I don't know. Well, if we put his jerseys, if we do a big blast about his jerseys, I want to make sure he's, he's. We're taking it. We're not too premature on it, but to your point, I can't wait for the days where fans will be wearing the Bryce Eldridge jersey at Oracle, and Bryce Eldridge will be wearing the Bryce Eldridge jersey at Oracle.
Love it. Hey, Larry, good stuff. We greatly appreciate your time this morning, and good luck the rest of the season, man. We'll catch up
soon.
Thank
you, Larry. He gone. That is Larry Baird, Giants president and CEO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.